Tommy Jr., this is a story out of your hometown, okay? A 26-year-old Houston mother has been charged with criminally negligent homicide after police say she ran over her 3-year-old son during a game of chicken.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
This is so sad. I hate to even do this story. Surveillance video from June 11th shows Lexis Stagg backing up her 2006 Lincoln Navigator as her 3 children chased after it. She then switched gears and drove forward, striking her 3-year-old son and trapping him under the right front tire. Stagg then continued to drive forward and ran over the child again with the back right tire.
What is this about? What's wrong with her?
Houston police responded to the scene and paramedics took the boy to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Stagg, who police said showed no signs of visible intoxication, she was arrested and will face up to 10 years in prison if she is convicted. Her 2 other children have been placed with family members.
Wow.
She needs more than 10 years, man.
Yeah. She needs way more than 10 years.
But where does an adult play chicken in a car with a 3-year-old?
Well, how do you play the game of chicken? I've heard of it before, I don't know.
But if it involves a car and a 3-year-old.
And a child, yeah.
This don't sound like a game you should be playing.
And she has 3 children. She just happened to run over the 3-year-old. Man.
This is just ignorance. Yeah, This is just plain ignorance. There are certain people that don't need to be parents.
Yeah.
That don't need to have children.
Yeah. As a mother, this hurts my heart. I'm sure as a parent, it hurts yours and all of the parents in our listening audience. This right here. I mean, whatever happened to simple games that we used to play with our kids, like peekaboo? That still works with small children. Yeah. A 3-year-old is good with that.
Somebody's right. So you going in reverse. Yeah. And then you go forward and run over your child.
I don't understand this.
She's 26 years old, so you should have some good common sense at this point in life.
You would hope, yes, but I don't know.
You got 3
but
kids.
But you switch gears, though?
Yeah, and then run over. Oh, come on.
I'm not understanding at all.
No. You know what? I'm... What do y'all think? You think 10 years is enough?
No,
that
ain't enough.
No, it's not. The punishment doesn't fit this crime.
No.
But I'm sure how she feels inside is killing her. I'm sure as a mother.
Was it killing
I don't
you
see
when
that she would have
car?
Any remorse. The fact that you out there playing this game in the first place makes no sense.
I would just hope as a mother who gave birth to this child, you know, that this has snapped her back into reality, you know.
Well,
the severity of this crime.
We from Houston. Yeah. I think the judge that did this should give her 25 to 30 years in the penitentiary. That's what I think. Wow. I'm sorry.
No, that makes sense.
I got kids, man. The last thing I want is something to happen to my kids. Yeah. I think about that every day. So the last thing I'm going to do is be the person inflicting the pain on my child. That don't make sense.
Yeah, but you got to think about she has 2 other children. I'm sure they'll miss her mom. They're with relatives now. So, you know, it says she could face up to 10 years, which leads me to believe that this is what this kind of crime carries, the punishment that this crime carries. So... Yeah, it's just a sad, sad, sad situation.
I want it to be the whole 10. I don't want it to be like back. You do 5 and then you get out.
Yeah, do the whole good behavior thing, right?
Yeah. You don't want that.
No, do the whole 10.
Yeah, this is really bad.
What could they have been doing? Because you said she was in the car. She going in reverse.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Yeah, the surveillance video shows her backing up as her 3 children chased after it.
Okay, stop the car and see what the children want.
Yeah, then she switched gears and drove forward. Man. Yeah, that's the thing. You saw the kids running after the car. So what are you switching gears for?
I just don't. You telling me ain't no drugs involved in this, man?
That can't be nobody
in their right frame of mind doing nothing like that.
Oh my Police gosh. Said they show, she showed no signs of visible intoxication. None. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something ain't right.
He is spot on chain gang.
Yeah, this is really bad. It really is.
First position.
Yeah, it really is. All right, coming up next, we're going to lighten the mood a bit. The nephew's in the building. The prank, that's coming up at 43 after the hour, right after this.